In America, there's a big problem with people getting discharged from hospitals and then having to come back because something went wrong. Medicare, the government health program for people over 65, sees about 20% of its patients being readmitted within a month of being discharged, and that costs money. In Montana, Missoula was the first to join a national program to help people from bouncing back into the hospital. People like Bob and Lori Christensen. They agreed to participate in the program after Bob was discharged from St. Patrick Hospital late last year. Lori said it really helped.
Boy, I'll tell you what, dear. It's too bad that elderly people are so ignorant like we were as far as the aging service goes, because people don't realize how much they can help and do help.
Bob was hospitalized for nearly a month for a heart condition. Before he left, St. Pat's connected him with the Missoula Aging Services. They sent a care coach to help Bob sort and understand all the new medications he was on. For the next 30 days, Bob would get phone calls from his coach, checking on his general well-being or just to say hello. Bob says he appreciated that more than anything else.
They keep in touch with me all the time. I mean, St. Pat's didn't, you know, the Aging Service, you know, they helped me with that.
The idea is that if Bob and Lori can be independent at home, the likelihood of Bob needing to be readmitted to the hospital would seriously decrease, saving some major money. Nationally, readmissions cost Medicare more than $26 billion a year, the agency says. Bob's care coach is Shelley Fortune. She says at first it can be hard for people to understand that her job is to help them have a good recovery at home, at no cost to them.
In a lot of cases, I maybe haven't met them in the hospital, and so I'm just doing a cold call, calling people up and offering this service, and so I'm showing up without knowing who these people are or what, you know, how they're going to react to a stranger being in their house.
But a lot of people eventually say yes, and hospital readmissions among the elderly in Missoula have gone down recently by 1.4%. The program's director, Bernie O'Connor, says it's a pretty important number since they're the only nonprofit in Montana running a Medicare program aimed specifically at the readmission problem. O'Connor has been with the Transitions program since its first client in March of 2013.
Since then, we've added another care coach. We've expanded our program statewide, really. And we've dropped the readmission rate.
If clients go more than 90 days after discharge without being readmitted, then they're considered a success story. With new care coaches, the program could see more than 125 clients per month, which means more stories like Lori and Bob Christensen's.
You got to take care of yourself, you know. I mean, you can't be stupid. We've lost a lot of friends just because they're stupid. They didn't help themselves, you know. And now they're dead, and I'm not.
The Christensen's think more people should know about getting care coaches to help them recover after a hospital stay. And so do the hospitals. That's because under the Affordable Care Act, the federal government has started financially penalizing hospitals with high readmission rates for their Medicare patients. And this year, 5 Montana hospitals got penalties. But St. Patrick's was not among them. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Sherry Trussler.